Hall, Lucinda, LaPorte City, Iowa, June 17, 1871. Dear Sister Lucinda, here we are near the close of another camp meeting. There have been today, Sunday, about 4,000 people. I spoke to the crowd. It required quite an effort to reach the extent of the crowd. The people are intelligent and rather of an extra class. Yesterday morning, as I arose at 8 o'clock to speak, my eye rested upon Mr. Carver and his wife, she who used to be Sister Martin, from Ireland. I had an interesting interview with her yesterday. She is not as stubbornly prejudiced as that party Carver and his clan. I have spoken 3 times to the people. James is very hoarse. He thought it impossible for him to talk, but he is at it this afternoon. The congregation is good, although not as large as this forenoon. We have had very good fare. We live all over the ground. We are invited here and there, and all try to get up something extra. Today we took dinner in the grove outside the tent. We had placed before us fresh, ripe currants and fresh, ripe blackcap raspberries. We enjoyed them much. We sleep in the tent with Brother Kilgore's family. Yesterday, about 20 came forward for prayers. There seems to be deep feeling with many. Oh, may God manifest His power in this place at this meeting. I have been suffering under a severe cold. I have not had such an attack for more than 6 years. I was down sick a week at Washington, Iowa. James and self are worn. We have stayed in Battle Creek altogether too long for our health and spirituality. You write in regard to Father. Poor Father. What can we do? Is there not someone that you can find who will give him the attention he wants? I think we will have to return. Father feels dissatisfied, I know, with our being away. I had thought I would have time to write, but I begin to feel that this may not be best while Father lives. What do you think of your mother staying in Iowa if your father returns? She has been so long accustomed to a large family and so much going on, it is difficult for her to feel contented and keep from being lonesome unless she is busily engaged. Her lungs are better. I have not heard that scraping of the throat that she was subject to. She is, I think, very dependent on her food, and wants about such a kind of food, or she does not thrive. What advice to give your mother I hardly knew. I fear she will not bring her mind to be content and happy with Vanilla. She likes the house and the surroundings, but there is not enough going on to make her contented. We tried to get them to come to this meeting, but they could not be prevailed upon to come. Had we known the meeting would have been as large and so good accommodations, we would have insisted. But we thought, if there should not be much of a gathering, as we did not expect there would be, and poor accommodations, it would rather discourage than help and strengthen. I wish you would write a little more particulars about how you all get along, how Marcus stands it, and how Willie is, and what you think of our returning because of Father. Write us at Washington immediately. We want to know if you have picked any raspberries. Do you have rain? How are the children, Loy and Lily? I have not been able to write anything as yet. Have been too poorly to write. I wish we could be with you a short time. Your father talks of returning to Michigan as soon as the house is completed. He says he has nothing to stay for. We don't know as we ought to attend the Wisconsin meeting or go to Minnesota camp meeting. Love to the children and yourselves.